Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I've come on behalf of my brother. Even though I have need of my own, real joy means you first, Lord, I'm not here for myself, but it's for someone else. Once you've met the
Holy Word.
intercession by Ms. Kim McFarland. Thank you all for tuning in to Simply the Word Ministries, where I am your host and your visionary, Prophetess Krishna Uswansa. As I always say, it is a pleasure as well as a privilege and a blessing to be before you just one more time. For God truly did not have to do it, but I thank him just because he did. I don't know about you, but every day above the ground is another blessing for me. As we look around the world and as we look even in our own yard, amen, people are passing on from this life and going on to the next life, amen, those that you least expect. But any time that you get the chance to breathe again and to open up your eyes and lift your hands and open up your mouth and tell the Lord thank you, it's a blessing. Hallelujah. It is so good. It is so good to be back on the radio with you all tonight. I promise you it is. I mean, God is just an awesome God. Where would we be without him if he just was not on our side? He is such an awesome, he is such a magnificent, he is such an omnipotent, omnipotent, everything that you can think of that you want to call him, he's all of that and some. Amen. He is the great I am. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is the God Almighty. He is the great counselor. And he said in his word that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is God, whether you do it willingly or whether he has to force you. But at the end of the day, there is no God like him. Hallelujah. There is just no God like him. When I begin to think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, truly God, my soul has to cry out, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Even in the midst of all that's going on in from state to state and from country to country, he still allowed us to make it this far. Amen. We are in the 11th month, the first day of 2016. Amen. Somebody didn't go past January. Somebody didn't go past February. Somebody didn't go past March. Somebody didn't go past June. Somebody didn't make it past October. But God, you're wonderful. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are so good and you're so mighty, God. You don't even have to have a reason to not give us your oxygen. All you have to do, God, is just say, don't breathe. All you have to do, God, is just look and look down from heaven and look at us and say, don't move. And God, we're lifeless. We're like the valley of the dry bones. Amen. If God don't look down and blow life into us, ha, my God, we'll never move. We'll never breathe. Because the word of the Lord says that in him do we move and we breathe and we have our being. Is that right? Is that what the word says? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on this day. For this is the day that you have made, and you said, let's rejoice and be glad. But God, this is the day that you have made, and I choose, in spite of everything, to rejoice and be glad. For you made the heaven and you made the earth, oh God. You made the seas. You made everything that is above and beneath. And God, for that, we say thank you. God, you didn't have to allow us to open up our eyes. You didn't have to allow us to be in our right mind. You didn't have to give us the activities of our limbs. But God, you are just and faithful to your word. God, you bless us just because you're God. All by yourself, you are God. And God, we get so stubborn sometimes that we even don't want to say thank you. But God, on this night, we lift our hands and we open up our mouth and we fill our mouth with praise and say, thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done for us. Thank you, God, because it could have been us that was in a tragic end on tonight, God. It could have been us who were not able to open up our mouths and come before your throne of grace, God. It could have been us, but you didn't allow it to be, God. Your grace is sufficient for us. And God, on that, we say thank you. We thank you for looking over our families, oh God, and protecting us, oh God. Not allowing any harm or hurt or danger to even visit our homes, oh God. We thank you, oh God, because even when you look at our doors, oh God, you allow the death angel to roll. God, we thank you for your blood being over our doors, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you because you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. God, we can't express ourselves enough. If we had 10,000 tongues, God, we still wouldn't be able to say thank you enough. God, with our heads lifted up and our mouth filled with praise, oh God, we come before you with thanksgiving, oh God. We enter into your courts with praise, oh God, because God, whatever it is you decide to do with our life, God, you know the plans. For you said in your word in Jeremiah that for you know the plans that you have for us, oh God. Lord, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know that you are a God who knows what tomorrow yet holds. And God, we thank you for loving us in spite of. We thank you for thinking of us, oh God, despite of our sins, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask that you forgive us, oh God. Forgive us of our trespasses. Forgive us of our iniquities. Forgive us of our sins, oh God. Many times we fall short of your word. We fall short of your presence, oh God. Many times we let your hand go, but God, you're still faithful and you're just to hold on to us, oh God. Even when we don't want to be kept, God, you're still keeping us. Even when we don't need to be kept, God, you're still keeping us. God, you're still holding on to us and you're still hugging us and you're still loving us, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for tonight. God, we thank you on tonight, Jesus. We lift up our hands and we say glory to your name, oh God. You are the Most High God. There is none like you, Jesus. There is none like you, God. And we bless you on tonight, God. And we bless you on tonight, God. As we lay before you, oh God, praying over our various destinations, over our families, oh God. I ask that you go into each and every home, oh God, and that you move by your Spirit, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you allow your anointing to take over as never before. Even over the airwaves, oh God, even into the archives as people begin to listen, oh God. I ask that you begin to touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, oh God. We need you right now, God. I pray over the sick to shut in and those that are grieving on tonight, oh God. For we don't know what the situation or the circumstances are, but we know that you are a God that sits up high and looks low, God. We know that you're all knowing, that you're all seeing, and that you're all powerful, oh God. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We come against the spirit of depression, oh God. We come against the spirit of anxiety, oh God, nervousness, oh God. We come against the spirit of clamminess, oh God. Those that happen to just clam up every time that they get in the presence of people, oh God. Even before they get in the presence of people, the enemy wants to hem them up, oh God. We come against it right now, God. I pray and I declare and decree that you set every soul free right now, Lord. For you come to set the captives free, Jesus. That's why you died and rose again on the cross, oh God. That's why you went to the grave for our sins, oh God, that we may be free. And we thank you on tonight, God. We thank you on tonight, God. We ask that you touch our teenagers, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you cover them in your blood, oh God. That you begin to get in their mindsets, oh God, and begin to get in their hearts, oh God, that they will serve you, that they will lift you up, and they will begin to magnify your name. They'll begin to tell men and women, young boys and girls, who you are, God. And we thank you. Just as you was in the days of Moses, just as you was in the days of Joshua, just as you was in the days of Isaiah, just as you were with Nehemiah, oh God, just as you were with David, oh God, you're still not short of your word, Lord. Teach us to stand on your promises. Teach us to stand on your word, oh God, to declare and to decree that you are God. Teach us to hold on, oh God. Give us faith, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, increase our faith, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we seem dim. Our eyesight seem a little dim. Our hearing seems to be fading, oh God. But Lord, I ask that you touch our eyes that we may see. I ask that you remove the scales off our eyes, oh God. I ask that you touch our ears, oh God, that you remove the deaf tones off our ears, that we will hear clearly what the Spirit has to say. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I pray, oh God, that you touch our hearts, that you teach us how to love one another, oh God. Despite what's going on in the world, oh God, I pray over our government right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you see and you know, for these are the last days. You have prophesied this before the world was to come, Jesus. You was, you is, and you are to come even now, God, which lets me know that you was passing your present and your future. And I bless your name on today, God. I bless your name on today, God. Oh, God, as we bow before you, God, we pray that you touch us right now, God. That you don't let us fall in our sins deeply, oh God. That you don't allow us to turn over to a renovated mind, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we want to know that our wrong is wrong and our right is right, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. For you said that the confessions are made with our mouth and with the heart. Man, believe it, oh God. Teach us to believe your word and to confess it with our mouth and know that you are the I am that I am. You are the great I am, oh God, and we bless your name on tonight. We bless your name on tonight, Jesus. You are so worthy to be praised, God. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Jesus, we know that your name will never change. Oh, Yahweh, Yahweh, we bless your name, God. Yahweh, Yahweh, we lift you high. Yahweh, Yahweh, we say that you are. You are our everything, God. You are our everything, God, and we bless your name on tonight. God, I come against every backlash and retaliation of this prayer. In Jesus' name, God, I ask you to seal it with your blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way, God. You are so worthy, God. Hallelujah. We bless God on tonight. Our scriptorial reading is coming from Acts 3:19, amen, and it's going to read thus far from the Message Bible. It says, now is the time to change your ways. Turn your face to God so he can wipe away your sin. Pour out showers of blessings to refresh you. I don't know about you, but in this time and in this season, as I begin to sit at my desk on yesterday and God began to speak to me, he told me that we are in a season whereas prayer and repentance cannot be missed. Amen. Prayer and repentance cannot be missed. We are in a season where his judgment is being poured out upon the earth. And he so eloquently spoke to me and stated and said that his people should not position themselves in such a manner where they'll be judged. Because you will be found guilty. And the thing about it is, and I began to weep at my desk as I was at work. He said, because confession cannot be made at the time of judgment. Confessions cannot be made at the time of judgment. Now is the time that prayer and repentance cannot be missed. Now is the time that we must give our all to God, that we must give our hearts to God. Everything about it, everything that we're doing, all this material things do not last. All of these things, he said, that these are the times that we shall see the prophecies that were foretold in the days to come. And I don't know about you, look around. We got wars and rumors of wars. We got earthquakes. We got tornadoes. We got tsunamis. We got shootings, killings. We got all kind of things happening. People just mysteriously dying out of the blue. People that you least expect. But one thing that God said, that no man knoweth the day nor the hour that the Son of Man shall return. He said, but be ye also ready. Yes, God. Be ye also ready, which lets me know that not one day can we go past and not pray and not repent. He said there is 24 hours in a day, every hour on the hour. If Daniel prayed every hour on the hour, if Isaiah prayed every hour on the hour, if Joshua prayed, if David prayed, what's wrong with us praying every hour on the hour? God has made us a promise that he'll do everything that we ask still do everything that he did in the days of, in the days of now. But because his people are falling away foolishly, we're leaving away. We're so stuck on the riches and the glories and the material things that we cannot take with us. God said, many are called, but few are chosen. And as he began to speak to me and say that many are called, the reason why I said what I said, daughter, is because many are called, but many will be deceived, because they run after those things that are not of me. But the reason why I said, but only few are chosen, because those are the ones that will stand in the day, that are simply cut from the cloth of truth. He said, my sheep know my voice, and the stranger they will not follow. Y'all better catch me on tonight. God is just good. And it's something to know that when God begins to reveal and make known the mysteries of his word, he stated so eloquently in his word that my people perish for the lack of knowledge, because we don't want to know. And there was a little cliche saying that if you don't want anybody to know anything, that don't read, put it in a book, because they won't read it. And as we are as Christians, instead of us preaching truth, we preach for balance. My God, my God. We preach a form of godliness, but we definitely deny the power of God. And we wonder why God cannot move, and he won't move in the churches. And we cannot see the signs and the miracles that he did in the day of, in the day of now. Hey, God. It's because we preach a form of godliness and we deny the power of God. Ah, yes, God. Until we begin to speak truth, until we begin to fall before God and give our all and truly repent of our sins, we will never see the hand of God. He's going to bless because he's just that type of God. But we will never see the miracles and the blessings and the healings and the things of God that's supposed to take place that he said that his people are supposed to be doing. He said, I am giving you greater power. He said, I've come with sorrow, but I'm giving you greater power. I'm giving you the same authority. Ah, my God. He's given us the same authority. And we bless God on tonight. I bless God on tonight. For the just a few minutes that I've been speaking to you all, I bless God on tonight. And I want to offer to you that if you don't know God in the pardon of your sins, you need to get to know him. For tomorrow is not promised to you. Matter of fact, the next hour is not promised to you. He says in Romans 9 and 10, he says that if thou confess with thy mouth and thou believe in thy heart that God has raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And he said, with the mouth, confession is made, but with the heart, man is believing it. But he also told you that if any man call on my name, hey God, I'll answer. And if you just don't know God, I dare you to begin to go before him and begin to just put yourself out there. There's nothing that we can hide from God. He knows our every hair on our head, our every inner being. He knows our every fiber. Yeah. He made us. He's the creator. He's the potter and we're the clay. He made us and he molded us. Hallelujah. Just go before God. There's no such thing as just a sinner's prayer, because we're all sinners saved by grace. But just go before God and begin to speak to him and let him know your troubles and your trials and your faults. Amen. He is faithful and just to forgive us. The Bible says once that you ask for forgiveness, he'll throw your sins in the sea of forgetfulness and he'll remember them no more. You have a fresh start. And we bless God on tonight. We bless God on tonight. We bless God on tonight for you and you and you. As we get ready to wind down for the last 3 minutes of the episode, I pray that you have been truly blessed by something the Lord said.
9 years ago gave me this song and prayer, and I never forgot
it. God cover you in his blood and your family and your
consecrate me, Lord. Consecrate me, Lord. Oh, consecrate me to do thy will, thy will. Consecrate me, Lord. Oh, come on in and consecrate me, Lord. Oh, consecrate me to do. I want to do thy will. This is a flow of ministry tonight. It ain't about no who's who and who you are and where you come from. Tonight is a night of surrendering. Oh, come on, somebody open up your mouth and say, consecrate me, Lord. Consecrate me, Lord. Consecrate, hallelujah, me to do thy will, consecrate me, Lord, consecrate me, Lord, consecrate.
Amen. Thank you all for tuning in to Simply the Word Ministries, where I am your host. I pray that something was said that will encourage you on this night. Go and be blessed. Until the next time we meet again. Amen. Good night.